Don't you worry about a
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, it's that time to get out there, go, get started with vacations. And you want to make sure that when you return home, that things will be just as you left them. But there's a question I know that you guys have probably had, because I've had it, really have it every time I leave home. And that's, how do you keep your home safe when you're thousands of miles away? Now, my sister Marjorie Roberts is still hanging here with me on the show today. So Marjorie, don't you think that's like the big question that we all ask? How can we keep the home safe while we're out having fun?
Yes, I do think that that's a really big question, because in today's time, people are concerned about some of the things that we hear on the news that kind of makes you want to be extra safe and secure when you are away from home, and make sure your house is safe and secure as well.
Well, you know, you're right about that, because you can't have so much fun if you're really worried and stressed out about what's going on back at home. So I have a couple of tips. I'd love to share those, and I'd like for you to maybe chime in and tell me what you think about some of them as well. And my first tip is to get a house sitter or a friendly neighbor, someone that you know that you can trust to take care of your property while you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe leave a key with your friend and neighbor. I mean, we all have a very true and trusted friend or neighbor that we can leave the key with, and that person will come around and just walk through the house, maybe look at the property, walk around the house. Also, you want to leave your itinerary with that person too, so that they can know where you are, have your phone number, contact information, so that they can keep you abreast of things that are going on around your home, particularly if they feel they need to get in touch.
Well, that's right. Those are really, really good tips. And if you have a neighborhood watch program in your neighborhood, that's also, too, a good thing to do, is to let them know that you'll be out of town, because that's what they're doing, is keeping a watch on things and let them know that you're going to be out of town, probably only if you're going to be out of town for maybe a week or more. But mm-hmm. But Marjorie, my second one, though, is something that I think is really, really a problem nowadays, because everyone wants to be on social media all the time, but especially when you're off traveling, you want to post those beautiful sunsets and you want to post those pictures of you having a great time in some tropical destination. But maybe there are a couple of tips that we can give for that as well. Any thoughts on that one?
Well, the first thing I would say is to just wait until you get home to do your postings. But also, you can do things like turn off your location features and create maybe a private page just for friends and family. But definitely wait until you get back home to post those pictures. People will enjoy them just as much when you're back home as they will seeing them as you are while you're on your vacation.
That's true. You know, another little tip too that I do sometimes is I post them as though I'm back home. You know, I'll talk about, you know, the time that I had, you know, in that destination, although I'm right there having it at that time. So that's mm-hmm. another little tip too, is to maybe be a little bit deceitful there with where you really are. But now my third one, though, is really a question for you. Do you do lights on or lights off when you travel? Which one?
I tend to leave some light on when I'm away from home. I just don't feel real comfortable with the idea of my house and property being totally dark, because if someone is watching, I think it would be a hit to that person to see your house just totally dark for several days in a row. So I tend to leave just a little light on with a timer, or if you're having a friend with a key walk through your house, they might turn different lights on and off at different times on different days. But I feel more comfortable when the house isn't totally dark.
So if you're going mm-hmm. to bed, say, around 9 o'clock, those timers need to be turning the lights off around that time. Because what you don't want is 3 a.m. in the morning and you have lights blaring in your home. That's another attention getter as well.
Great idea, Anita. Great tip.
Stop the mail or not stop the mail? What do you think?
If you have a trusted friend who's close and is not out of their way to pick the mail up, you might want to ask that person to pick your mail up. But we don't want to inconvenience friends if we don't have to. And it's very easy just to go by the post office and pick up a form that they have, so that you can fill that form out, get it to the post office, and let them know that they will need to stop delivering your mail for the time that you want the mail to not be delivered, because you don't want to have the situation where your mailbox just becomes overrun with mail, because that's an attention getter too, with someone seeing the mailbox just overflowing with mail. So I think having the mail stopped by the post office is a good idea.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that too. And another thing we don't want to overlook is the newspaper delivery, because sometimes mm-hmm. we don't think about that in the same thought of the mail. But that's also a part of the mail that's coming to your house, either on a weekly basis, a daily basis, or every other day. So any kind of flyers or posters or things like that that people are putting on mailboxes or whatnot, you want to also have someone collect those things too, because nothing says no one's at home like a bunch of newspapers at the edge of your driveway there. So
that's
definitely
true.
Definitely you want to pick those things up. Okay, mm-hmm. Now here's another question for you, Marjorie. Curtains open or close?
Well, you know, sometimes people will automatically think closed, but I really think just keep your house looking the way it normally appears. If you have windows that have the curtains open for the most part, I would just leave things looking normal and not all of a sudden have all of the curtains drawn around your house, because that's something that someone will notice as well, that all of a sudden all of the curtains are drawn.
Exactly.
So I think I would just try to keep it looking the way you normally have your home looking from the outside. And also, a friend will know a particular window where maybe they can just take a look inside if they're not coming inside, to just make sure things are looking the same on the inside, too, if you have your curtains open.
Well, you know, that's a really good point, too, about having the curtains open so people can see inside. Because I know we've been away from home sometimes and there's been a bad storm and we'll come back and the power may be off or, you know, something like that. So if you have someone looking out for your home, they can kind of look inside to make sure that if there has been something like a storm, that a limb or a tree or, you know, there is some problem on the inside or just anything like that. So you would want, mm-hmm. you know, someone who is looking out for your home, if they don't have a key, to be able to see inside and make sure things are okay. I will add another mm-hmm. tip to this, though, because I agree, you know, keeping the curtains open if that's what you normally do. But you also want to move any valuables from that window if you are mm-hmm. going to leave the curtains open. So that could be anything from, of course, things like, you know, a phone or a computer or maybe even the TV, too. You might want to move that if possible, if you have a small TV or something that you can move, because you don't want people coming in looking in that are not supposed to be looking in, who are working with you. Okay.
That's right.
And then my final one, because we're coming down to the end of the show here, my final one, I call it sound the alarm. I mean, if you have an alarm system, make sure you turn that on before you leave. And that sounds like, oh, well, okay. But definitely make sure that you turn it on. Make sure it's in good working condition, too.
Mm-hmm.
And what about cameras? They have these inexpensive cameras that you can put up nowadays, too, that work really well with your Wi-Fi system. And they can keep an eye on things for you, or you can keep an eye by just going on Wi-Fi at the destination where you are. And you can see what's going on miles and miles away from home.
That's a very good idea, Anita. Great tip.
Yeah, I like that tip. I like all of those tips. So we have more tips on Travel Bags with Anita. So go on the website there and check it out. And also, speaking about going places and this summer having fun, how about heading down to Sapelo Island down on the beautiful Georgia coast? Sapelo Island Birdhouses, they have a cottage that's waiting just for you. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. Now, Marjorie, thank you so much for coming on the show and helping me with my Just Got Back today. This was fantastic having you on the show.
Well, thank you, Anita. I love every opportunity to get on the show with you and chat and have some good conversation. So I will definitely look forward to coming back again. And thank you for having me this time.
Well, you're welcome. And I think we need to look at our calendars and put another trip to Nawakalan on there, because I'm ready to go back for the spa, for the food, for the activities, for the luxurious accommodations, for all of that. I say let's mm-hmm. go. Let's do it. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We thank you guys for joining us today. Come back in 2 weeks and we'll be back with another great destination. You're on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.